You good, Shazza?
Right, hello everyone, and thank you for coming. This is a press conference ahead of the Arsenal game on Saturday. We will have an embargoed section. I'll let you know when we get to that. In the meantime, Vinny, Sky Sports.
Vinny, first of all, we'll start with potential availability. Bayer, Taylor, Foster, either of those three back?
Goodness. Let's just name the one and then the rest. We'll see. In terms of La Fosse, he won't be available. He had surgery on a chronic issue that needed resolving. So it's not season over, but he'll certainly miss out for a period of time.
Are you able to give any details of the injuries?
No, I think that's enough, but just so we... Because you'll ask the next week and the week after that, so...
Bayer, how far away is he?
Jordan is progressing and everything's going well, but in terms of when he's going to be back for which game, you know, it still depends on a number of factors.
And Charlie?
Charlie was close for the Liverpool game. So if he carries on with having a good week, then it should be available.
If he is available, it would be his 150th Premier League appearance. I just wonder what difference experience like that can make in your back line.
Yeah, but it's especially quality. You know, he's a quality player. Like I said, the biggest thing you can't underestimate in this league is experience is one thing, but more important is the profile, the level of athleticism. And of course he has that. So the combination of experience is always important, but just experience is not enough.
Different experience for you this week. Obviously, you'll be in the stands rather than on the touchline. Does it impact you too much?
I don't know. I guess I'll just have to deal with it. And I'm still sorting out logistics, but you know, hopefully the team is prepared and believes in the fact that, you know, a game at Turf Moor can be a good game for us.
In the grand scheme of things, is a punishment like that warranted, do you feel?
I've given up on trying to figure out. I guess you get a punishment, you take the punishment. That's kind of how I look at it. And in the end, I'm too focused now on the squad, on the team. I said I don't prioritize the individual right now. We have to prioritize the team and the collective, and therefore, I can't dwell on it too much. We move on.
I think though it was Jürgen who said after the game last week, if blue cards were introduced, could you imagine what it would have been like as well?
Yeah. Me and him would have sat in that dugout together at some point. But it's. Do you know what? The only thing I'll always mention is consistency. If you guys look back across the whole season and you see consistency, then I have no complaint. If you look back throughout the whole season and there's the lack of consistency, then that needs to be fixed.
When you look at the performances, and I think you've highlighted performance against Liverpool and Manchester City as well, you're seeing signs that you could pull what would many see as a surprise result against Arsenal. What is it that you see?
But the thing is, obviously we get to a point, a stage of the season where Arsenal was probably one of those turnaround performances away at the Emirates, and since that game I don't think we've sat here discussing performances too much. Yes, we can speak about the first half performance against Fulham, but then the second half performance against Fulham was really good. So we've been in every game since that game, so it's about results now and about getting it over the line and keeping it out of the net. There's not much more to it than that at the moment for us, because the games have been good, but it's not enough.
So how do you go about stopping Arsenal? I know you focus on yourselves, but at the same time, four straight wins, 16 goals, three past Liverpool, five past Palace, six past West Ham. Just speaks about the kind of form that they're in at the moment.
Yeah, they're top teams. And it doesn't change from when we play Spurs, when we play Liverpool, when we played City not long ago. You need a few things to go your way. You need exceptional performances. And then at the end, you know, these teams have always got tools to hurt you, but you need to make the most of your moments. And certainly had enough moments across all of those games, but we didn't make the most of it.
Is that the kind of message then you're repeating to the lads? It's make the most of those moments, almost have that belief to make the most of those moments.
Yeah, and it's practice and belief. Because in the end, you have to believe that when you get into this situation, the next time it's in the back of the net.
How much are you looking forward to seeing Mikel again as well? Albeit, I don't know how much you'll be able to get to see him as you're not on the touchline next to him.
Look, it's... You know, you like you said, you have to play them all, right? So we play a top team, and twice a season is enough, right? And but in general, you know, we shared memories and experiences together, playing against each other, but also working together. And so we have a common history, and that's always something that remains.
Do you have much contact at all? You're close at all, or
just every now and then? Yeah, just. Might be for random things, or it might be for player related discussions, but we're all very, very busy, and he is, of course, and it's seasonal, let's put it this way.
Come on.
Thank you, Ellen, PLP.
You mentioned making the most of those moments. Obviously, the team performed well against Liverpool despite the scoreline. What do you want the players to carry forward into another big game against title contenders?
I put at the forefront now, it's belief. It has to be. There's no magic recipe to approach this game. We can have a debate about what tactics and what battles will happen in a game, but for them, they have... incredible players in every position that can make the difference, and we have a team that at all times is a difficult team to play against, and those are our strengths, and that's what we need to make use of. But much more than that, it's about the way you show yourself on the day.
We've obviously spoken about Mikel Arteta there. He said that he noticed quite early on when you were a player that you had that coach within you already. What signs did he show either when you played against him or when you worked with him that he would go on to be the coach that he is today?
Passionate. I think I liked how he handled as well. I mean, it's not for me to judge. I'm not saying it in any different way than anybody who's just observing, right? And how he handled his first season with Arsenal, the complexities of that, and the change of really important players, and then also working with a very young group, and then gradually growing and improving his team. And it takes, in a high pressure environment, it takes a lot of resilience to do that. So on top of knowing his stuff, on top of being having been a leader in his career, being captain and stuff, he showed resilience and clarity, and that's those are good ingredients. Time you don't always get, but consistency gives you a chance.
On that first season, he was obviously shown a lot of patience from Arsenal early on. Do you see him as a good example of when you have the right backing, things can come really good?
I won't be the one naive guy that makes a statement that this is how football should be run. You know, it's. I know what the environment is like, but it's also common sense, right? It is actually common sense. Anywhere else in any other industry, that's how you would approach the matter. But common sense doesn't always apply to our job. But it is. It makes sense. He's a talented person. He had a clarity of ideas and thought, and you know, eventually these guys always rise to the top. Unfortunately, not always in the same club, but he was able to do it in the same club.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. 7 home games to go, Vinny. Realistically, how much has your home form hampered your chances this season?
Yeah, home form. Do you know what? It's just results all over. It doesn't matter home or away. It's the result side of things. And plenty of good games to look back on this season, plenty of good performances, but in the end, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. It's just been a reality for us, and that's why every single day we're looking to improve. And you know, every game is a new beginning. Let's never forget that.
You talk often about belief. The facts are that you've got 13 points out of 72 available. What gives you the belief that you can get another 20-odd from the 42 that you've got left?
Past experiences having been in this industry. Someone mentioned to me, I think it was the Opta statistics about our chances of going up. And of course, if you read the numbers, it's not great. But I don't know what I experienced the moment in my life where we had to score 2 goals in 3 minutes to win the league. What are the statistics of that happening? You know, what are the odds of that happening? And it's happened consistently in my life. So what's the odds of a young kid from Brussels, from diverse backgrounds, making it into the most difficult league in the world and lifting trophies in Manchester? So the odds, what are the odds of that? So the consistent message is believe. It's absolutely that. One thing you're guaranteed is if you give up, you get nothing. Okay, this year you get something maybe if you believe, and maybe the next year, for sure you'll get something somewhere down the line. And that's a consistency that I will always carry.
Defensively this season, there have been some problems for you. Given that you're regarded as one of the greatest defenders ever to grace the Premier League era.
Don't give me a compliment before you go.
You've been here before. Just how frustrating is it for you then?
I find it tough sometimes on the lads because I see the work they put in. I see the integrity there is to the job. You know, it's not like there's nobody's throwing it away, nobody's, and they really, really try, and they don't always get punished in the most, you know, the most obvious ways. You know, it's been a number of issues we've had in terms of how we've conceded goals, but I have to say to them again, tomorrow is a new beginning. So everything that's happened beforehand, you know, don't let that be what defines you in the next games. No way.
You signed Fofana in the window. How much more of a threat do you think he gives you? What does he give you that you didn't already have?
Well, just I don't know. Sometimes when you look at, you know, Lyle being out again, you know, for a period of time, I think the timing was important for us to have someone to still give us that threat in behind, and also, you know, so that we keep at least 2 strikers in the building who have experience of playing in this position. And I think David, I think is someone that is that will grow on the fans quite quickly. I think he's unpredictable. It's difficult to play against. I think even for myself, if I would have played against him, I would have had to think about what he's actually up to, because he's quite unpredictable. And he had again two or three massive chances against Liverpool, so he's always in the right space, and hopefully he can continue that until the end of the season. We'll need it.
When you see your players getting criticised on, you know, one of the Premier football highlights shows in the country, how does that make you feel? Are you looking to trying to protect, support? How do you react to that?
Deal with it. I've been there. It's. You know, one day you get criticised, the other day you're lifting trophies. It's life.
But for young players, that can be quite damaging, can't it?
No, but it's part of the learning. It's part of the learning. And sometimes you've just got to tune out. You've got to focus on the things you can control. You know, what the past performance is not something you can affect anymore. And guess what? You could give a million reasons why there's also a logic to us not running away with it in the Premier League, you know what I mean? So there's a million reasons why there's a logical, there's logic to the fact that it's not easy for us. But in those times, it's also when you learn the most. In those times, it's when you become better. And I monitor that. That's the main thing for me. I monitor those habits in those moments.
Just finally from me then, we're all still waiting on the Premier League verdicts for Nottingham Forest and Everton, and Everton's appeal, and as a team down there with them, have you any indication when you might get some news on that, and how important is it to get answers quickly, because it might impact your situation?
It's not a question I can answer. It doesn't even take a second out of my day where I'm thinking about this. Just focus on what I can do, which is next weekend.
Thanks, Gary. We've got Matt just behind you.
Hi, Vinny. Just one from me. There's been some comments coming out this week from South Africa about La Foster. Seem like they're confused why he's played regularly for Burnley up until last week, obviously, and not.
I can explain it again.
Is that frustrating for you? Because you, at the time, you did explain what the situation was, but
No, it's not frustrating. It's expected, and a part of it is I'll explain it again very calmly. You know, physical fitness and mental fitness are two very different things. You can be physically fit, but you can't be. You can be also mentally in a position where it's not. It's not a possibility for you to go away for a tournament for a month. You know, you're not in that headspace. You don't have the capacity to deal with that. We've been very open about it. You come out of a rehab clinic. You're dealing with a problem that is beyond football. It's life. We were just part of his rehabilitation plan. It's his environment. He comes in through the doors. He's there with people of his age, friends as well, not just colleagues, friends, people. It's his. He doesn't have friends outside of the club. These guys come from abroad. Their social support system is the club. And the timing of him returning to play or not is absolutely not of our decision. It's kind of seeing what happens, seeing if he feels ready to do it. Again, first thing we did is we removed him completely out of first team football. We got care for him. You know, we took a hit for it. It doesn't matter. We took a hit actually for it, but in a period where we could have used him, and if he would have said he needs another month, another 2 months, another 3 months, we would have gone along with that. But we are part of his rehabilitation. We're his support system. So I can explain it again and again and again, and I will do, by the way, because I expect this question to go again. Like we did send documentation, but we have documentation available for anybody that has the authority to look into it. We can share that. It's not a problem. Everything is documented. We went through great length to try and explain the situation to all the governing bodies, FIFA, Premier League, FIFPro, PFA, South African FA. We tried to explain the coach, the manager himself. But I expect that I have to explain again, so I'll explain again in a couple of months and then again and again until people understand.
You mentioned the manager, Hugo Bruce. Have you spoken to him since AFCON?
No, I get it. Like I have explained it 3 or 4 times, but it's fine. I'm not. I expect that I have to explain it again. It's not. People have a different way to look at these things still in various parts of the world. That's the reality of it, and I respect that as well. I really respect that. But if your starting position is from the care of the player, you know, then you find the right answers. That's the only thing we did.
Thank you, Matt. We'll go to Sonny, and then we'll finish with Nazira.
Hi, Vinny. With Arsenal next, obviously afterwards, you've got Palace, Bournemouth, West Ham and Brentford. Is there a tendency to sort of like look past this fixture and sort of focus on those, or do you kind of just take every game?
Every game, you can't. We've been too close in those big games so far to think that we can't do something. We can't create a moment for us. And you can't wait for momentum, because it's going to be about momentum. You've mentioned a lot of games there, but the key thing is to build your momentum throughout. And you can't wait for it to happen. You have to go and get it.
And you mentioned home form as well. You've been unbeaten in the last couple of
it. It was mentioned by one of your colleagues.
Yeah. But is there signs that it's, you know, there is kind of something there in front of your home fans over the past couple of games after getting results?
That's all we want to do. All we want to do. Last year was one massive party every home game, and this year we've had to come through tough times. But it's not been for a lack of desire to make it a fortress, desire to make it our you know, this is our home. But like I said, I can't go back and say feel sorry for ourselves. And you know, we've played good games, we've not won, so we've got to win. And I'm not speaking just about the Arsenal game specifically. I'm speaking in general.
And obviously Arsenal, Liverpool. what are the preparations been like? Are they similar going from one week to another, you know, when you're going into a game against a top six side?
I think you have to focus a lot as well on these type of games. They get decided as well because they've got players who can make the difference. So we have to have players who are ready to overachieve, who are ready to surpass themselves, and it's a mindset you have to create before the game. But other than that, the preparation and consistency in how you prepare is also something that we always build in.
Thank you.
Zero, just to finish off the open section.
Hi, Vincent. Okay. Do you think Arsenal have the capabilities of winning the Premier League title this season?
I don't know. I'll tell you after the game. We've played the big ones all in a row in succession now, so we'll have a pretty good idea. But they're strong. I watched them enough this season to really see that that you know they're not going to lose many games between now and the end of the season. But that's what you have to do when you're at the top of the league.